This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
I think we got to talk about this defense. First, let's hear what Mike Tomlin thinks. And this is a defensive coach. This is a guy cut his teeth as a defensive coordinator with the Vikings and then taken over with the Steelers for the last 20 years. Here is Mike Tomlin, who has seen great defenses, talking about the Texans.
On the defensive side of the ball, they just got a kick butt unit. They do. They got a top flight edge tandem in Hunter and Anderson. They got a top flight corner tandem on the outside. And so they rush very well. They cover very well. They're not trying to split the atom schematically. They don't have to when you have corners and edge rushers like that. I'll start first with the edge rushers. Will Anderson and Hunter are simply the most dynamic edge rush tandem in the National Football League in 2025. They got 27 sacks between them. I think it's 12 for Anderson, 15 for Hunter. They're a formidable group. It's nothing that they haven't seen. We better stay out of a bunch of one-dimensional passing circumstances, because if we're in those circumstances, we're going to be in trouble. And that's just the reality of it. They do a good job of being aggressive and combative in coverage. They got a really good secondary. Petrie, their safety slash nickel, very versatile, and he displays that versatility on the back end and in safety circumstances, and also in his ability to cover and blitz as a nickel. They got a real good linebacker tandem, man, that's highly active and productive. They minimize big plays. I was just looking at their statistical profile. They're top five in most, you know, in most statistical categories. Points, I think they're number one in yards per game. They're in the top five in rush defense and pass defense, scoring, yards. And so certainly they've been top tier and elite in just about all areas all year with that group.
You don't like that?
Thanks, Mike.
Hell, I love that, man. I love it.
I'm over it. Like, I mean, it's been he's been doing this now for 15, 16, 17 years. I don't remember. It's someone just texted in, and I'm with you, Trey of Texas. The cuts sound like he's AI generated. And I think it sounds that way because he is performing them in the mirror before he goes out. He described in his own way the old safety profile. He's described in his own way and broke down this defense, which is the number one defense in football. And nothing he said was wrong. They are great. But Clint, for the Texans to be the sexy pick that a lot of people have and a lot of people believe they have a chance to move on and make a real run and do something that Houston has not seen the Texans ever do, they need this group to be the great defense that they have been most of the year. And Clint, they've looked a little normal lately. Check that. They looked closer to normal lately. And the first half right? They didn't play in the second half, but Clint, as it is a tape drop Tuesday, I'm curious what you saw. That first half, like Riley Leonard and Pierce and Downs and that group, it wasn't even Jonathan Taylor, who you would think. Like, they got a little too much rolling. Just like, I don't know about you, I felt like Geno Smith and the Raiders did a little too much in their game. Here lately, four of the last five games, the Texans have allowed teams to gain over 300 yards of total offense in four of their last five games. And again, they have still been the best defense in football, but it hasn't been stifling. And what the hell are you gonna do here lately? Now, Kamari Lassiter was out of this last game, which is a big deal. But Clint, they definitely, and I think D'Amico knows this and Matt Burke knows this, they definitely got to tighten some of this up, because the reason why everyone believes this team can make a huge run is because that defense can just shut teams down. And I would say four out of these last five games, maybe even the last four or five games, I've been a little bit surprised by how much success some of these offenses have had.
Yeah, look, I think there's, you know, you look at the schedule this year, and Jacksonville, Seattle, Arizona, Las Vegas, I'm not going to take last week into consideration, even though you can. I'm just talking about quarterbacks that are kind of a little bit longer in the tooth, veteran quarterbacks that have seen, you know, a quite a bit, if not everything, an NFL defense can throw at you, that typically operate from the pocket, similar to the way Aaron Rodgers is going to have to operate, good, bad, or indifferent. I mean, those are the kind of quarterbacks that have had the better days, or let's say better than expected days, versus this defense than the others. That when you look at like the guys like Josh Allen, who's typically great but plays so much off schedule, those guys don't stand a chance. Right? Or you look at guys like old buddy Bo Nix up in Denver, who's just, he was bombs away. He was going to take long shot after long shot after long shot, and it bit him in the ass, and it was low scoring. When you look at the guys that are typically kind of surgical from the pocket, and they have to be, they don't have that next gear to go be athletic outside the pocket. They have to be surgical from the pocket. Those guys have found ways to make some plays and hit some bigger shots down the field and keep games interesting. And a couple of those have fallen of late, right? A couple of them have been the more recent games, being Arizona and Vegas. And so, you know, I think we're splitting hairs here, but I do think that's the quarterbacks that can just buy a little bit of time and throw the ball down the field are the kind of quarterbacks that can attack this defense.
That's a good point, because when people try to figure out, like, what makes the Texans special – defensively, and obviously the pass rush and the corners, and you pair those two together, I think what you said there, and I've been thinking about this, is there is no team that is close to the Texans in terms of giving teams problems when they go off schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even the best, right? From Josh to Mahomes to I'm sure that Lamar would have issues. Bo, like when they get outside of the pocket, like a lot of teams, oh, hell, keep Josh in or keep Mahomes in. But the Texans perform so much better than any other defense when that happens, when they go outside of control, so out of the system. So I think that is a big deal. But you're right, last week, Riley Leonard probably stayed in and tried to get on time and minimize the pressure and the sacks.
Watching the film this morning, Ron, to your point, even when he did hold the ball a little bit longer, it was a slide in the pocket a little bit left and then slide up and keep your eyes downfield and make a throw. You know what I mean? It wasn't a screw it, I'm going to bail high and right or high and outs, high and backside and get on the edges and kind of drift to the sideline. The Justin Herberts and Allens and you mentioned Pat Mahomes that do that. The swarm aspect of this defense takes over the minute that they get outside of structure. When they're in the pocket and there's a body on a body and the quarterback can just kind of slide around in the pocket and let their offensive line stay attached to the pass rusher, That's the way you buy a little bit of extra time versus this defense. That crap of drifting outside the pocket or bailing outside the pocket, that is a wrap with this defense. And so I just know Aaron Rodgers and watching Aaron Rodgers. Now, they may be able to collapse the pocket. That's the interesting thing, Ron, about our defense in Houston. There are games where Will Anderson in particular, but really across the board, where they just collapse the pocket on top of the quarterback, right? And the way they did a lot of times early on against Justin Herbert, right? And then Herbert, they bought a little time in the second half and was able to make some plays. But there's times when the pocket just collapses and they just overpower everybody. And then there's times where Daniil and Will may still get their sacks, but there's not near the...
It's not constant pressure.
It's not constant pressure. It's not constant chaos. It's not... So can Pittsburgh somehow at least minimize the collapsing of the pocket? Because if the Texans can collapse the pockets around Aaron Rodgers, it's over. He's not going to last the whole... He's not going to last four quarters. He's going to get hurt. He's got a bad left hand. Every time he goes to the ground, he comes up shaking it and going to the sideline. So he's just not going to make it, right? They may still eat and get four or five sacks, but can they as a whole offensive line keep everything from just collapsing around Aaron Rodgers? Then I think the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to have a shot. If not, then even with our offense, they ain't got a damn shot in hell. So, but it's interesting. I know I'm getting off in the weeds here, but it's interesting with our defense is like they've been statistically dominant all year long, but if you watch them week in, week out, it's the pass rush, the collapse, the pocket kind of disappears for three, four games and then comes back, right? And it's just I don't know exactly what causes that. And I don't know if D'Amico's got to keep him in the well mentality.
Well, there's also, I think, a part of these teams, their game plan is just getting that thing out quick.
Yeah.
Which slows things down for the, you know, in a big part. But like, our guy Cornbread said every week it's a different excuse. Defense don't look the same. Now all of a sudden the Steelers are the greatest ever, LOL. No one said anything about the Steelers being the greatest. I would just say there was a stretch there that Titans, Bills, Colts, Chiefs, I wasn't sure if teams could get first downs. Like they were stopping teams from even moving the ball. Like you're just like, these teams don't have a chance. And then over this run of Cardinals, Raiders, Chargers, Colts, it's like these teams have surprisingly gotten a little bit more action on them, right? Like, you know, the tight end for the Cardinals just goes nuts and goes off, and they move the ball around, and there was some points there where you're like, I didn't think Jacoby Brissett and company were going to do that. The Raiders, I mean, the Raiders scored 21 points.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
That game, right? Like they were, like two, like multiple big plays in that game from Geno Smith, and go watch any other Raiders game. It is still maybe the most shocking thing that I've seen, that the Raiders were able to have that level of success against the best defense in football.
And you watch Geno get just absolutely abused.
Yeah, you saw before and after the next game. He was knocked out for the season. And the Chargers, I think they got back to it more, but then you could look at it and say, well, the Chargers left some stuff out there, you know, on the field. Now, I think a lot of it had to do with the Texans defense. And then it's like Ryan Leonard's not supposed to do that against the Texans in the first half. I don't give a damn if Kamari Laster's in the game or not. Right? Pierce is not supposed to do that.
Oh, I agree.
Derek Stingley.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Repeat it. Derek Stingley at one point I rewatched it again today. Derek Stingley got beat by Pittman, who dropped it on one side of the end zone, and then came right back the next play and got beat by Pierce and created big time separation for Riley Leonard. So again, we just know, and you know, listening, and you can go over and get pissed off if you want to, but we know the way that this team is going to go and move in the postseason is this defense playing the way that they have played most of the season. And the last 4 weeks, there have been some, to me at least, some surprises. Like, kind of surprised by that.
Yeah.
Like, I've been looking back. There's got to be a penalty. Somebody was holding somebody where that happened. And that, and I believe this is a good matchup for them against the Steelers. I believe that they should be able to suffocate the Steelers like they have done most of the year. So I think you're maybe getting a hint on where I'm going in this game. But the rest of the way, this defense, they got to get back to where they were in that stretch where Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Daniel, they couldn't do anything. And those teams were playing really, really well. Hell, the Titans game, Cam Ward made one throw. He made one play the entire game, right? And we know that they have the ability to do that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.